You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones says she wants to collect nearly $5 million that the Spurs organization owes the city. The money is tied to a failed Major League Soccer deal that dates back a decade. It included a $5 million penalty if the Spurs failed to land a soccer team. The organization made one payment of $250,000 in 2021, but has given nothing since. Jones tells TPR it's time to collect.
As we're looking at a very tough budget season, I think we've got to look under every, you know, look under between all the cushions. And this is something that I cannot explain why we were not recouping this money. But I think it's I think we owe the people to do that.
Jones says she's asked city staff to provide regular updates on money owed to the city by outside entities. The San Antonio Police Department is warning about a scam where members of the public receive a call or text falsely claiming they have an outstanding warrant. The scammers demand immediate payment and threaten arrest if payment isn't made. Police Detective Ricardo Heredia tells TPR law enforcement agencies do not operate this way.
They instill fear in you right away to get you to act. They ask you for a form of payment to resolve those warrants. And normally that's where they ask you to send gift cards, cryptocurrency, different methods that aren't normally used.
He also said another common scam is the romance scam. Strangers reach out to their victims on social media and text messages. Once they establish a relationship, they try to trick you into sending money. Heredia says this is a common online con that takes advantage of lonely people.
That's happening a lot now. You might get a random text that says, hey, how are you? And then you tell them, oh, you have the wrong number, and they continue talking to you, asking questions, and that's all it takes. And then they start building some kind of relationship over a text, social media, and that's how they build up to their scams.
Hear a longer conversation about scams and the ways they're getting more sophisticated at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. Criminal charges against Bexar County Judge Rosie Spirilin Gonzalez have been dismissed, and she has resigned. Gonzalez was indicted in January on felony charges of official oppression and unlawful restraint. She was accused of having a defense attorney handcuffed and placed in a jury box after the attorney objected to a plea deal from her client in a domestic violence case. A special prosecutor appointed to the case said dismissing the charge would be, quote, in the interest of justice, end quote. Gonzalez's resignation came as part of a plea deal to dismiss the charges. She is forever prohibited from being a judge in Texas. Yesterday's rain canceled some of Fiesta San Antonio's most popular events, including the Cavaliers River Parade. But TPR's Corey Cook reports one of the most popular Fiesta traditions still plans to kick off tonight.
The traditional rain rock for Night in Old San Antonio was raised on Monday to ward off undesirable weather. But rain or shine, NIOSA opens to the public tonight on the La Vieta grounds at 418 Vieta Street. The annual Night in Old San Antonio celebrates 77 years as part of Fiesta. The four-night festival runs through Friday from 5:30 to 10:30 each night and will feature live music from multiple stages and food from more than 150 booths. NIOSA benefits the Conservation Society of San Antonio. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
Accolades for the San Antonio Spurs' Victor Wembanyama continue to pile high. His newest title, NBA Defensive Player of the Year. TPR's Dan Katz reports he was the first unanimous selection in NBA history.
Anyone who tried to score on him this season likely came away with a story, and maybe a block shot.
Wemby sends it away! Shoots it and blocked by Wemby on the three! Ingram, no look. Hurdle. Set away by Wemby! He kept it!
That's not going to work.
Wemby led the league in blocks and made life difficult for just about everyone.
My shot blocking is something I've been working on forever, so it's probably the area in my game where I feel most comfortable at.
At just 22 years old, he's still in the running for MVP, and he's keeping it in perspective.
I couldn't get this award, and I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for my teammates who actually, you know, do the rotations and allow me to be in the spotlight.
For Wembanyama and the Spurs, the next goal is simpler. Win the next game. Game 2 against the Trailblazers tips off tonight at 7 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.